Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to our third episode of Crossroads Generation, a learning by ear radio novella about three students who have to make tough decisions every day.
We're standing at the crossroads, we're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future starts today.
Before we meet Mercy, Dan and Nick in their new school, let's recap on what's happened so far. Remember, Mercy sneaked into her new school without telling her father Msoto where she was going. Even the guard couldn't stop her.
Hey, young girl, stop! Where are you going? Stop, young girl! Oh, damn!
At Bongo Academy, she confided her problem to Principal Juliet.
It's the whole truth, Madam Principal. My father would rather marry me off than see me come to Bongo Academy.
Her teacher was shocked, but she believed her.
All right, Mercy, listen. I'm going to make an exception for you. You can start school without a school uniform.
So there we are. A Rocky Start is the title of our third episode. It's the first day of term at Bongo Academy, and the students are waiting impatiently in their neat and well-appointed new classroom for the teacher. Mercy hasn't arrived yet, but Dan and Nikki are already at their desks, and there's some tension in the air.
Hey, everybody. As we are all new in this class, I'd like to officially introduce myself. Here we go.
I help you, man.
My name is Dan. I'm not from your clan. If you think you have a plan, then talk to Dan. If you believe that you can, then I'm your man. If you don't have a plan, go fry in a pan. Now, if you're my fan, then give me a hand.
No. Listen, Dan. I'm not your fan. With your strange accent and your bad attitude. Listen up, guys. My name is Nikki. I can be a little tricky if you wanna get freaky. Nikki ain't picky unless you're sticky. I'm Nikki and I'm just a little cheeky.
Wow! What a pathetic crime.
Well, what a nice greeting for the principal. That's enough now. Silence, everyone. That's better. Now, I'd like to introduce you to another student who's going to be joining this class. Everyone, please meet Mercy Msoto. Yes, I know she's not wearing our school uniform.
And shoes, please.
Okay, but that shouldn't bother any of you. I want you all to welcome her and make her feel at home. Mercy, go ahead and sit down. And you, what's your name?
My name is Nikki. Nikki Jumbe, madam.
Nikki Jumbe, from now on, you're the class prefect. If anyone misbehaves or breaks the school rules, I want you to note down their names and bring them straight to me. Our motto at Bongo Academy is hard work, good chances. And that's exactly what awaits you here. So open your books and enjoy your first day at our school. Your maths teacher will be here in a minute.
Maths?
Excuse me. May I sit here next to you? Girl, excuse yourself. Sorry, but no. This seat is taken.
Hey. I'm in charge of this class right now. This girl, Mercy, right? Will sit right there next to you, Jel.
What?
That seat is empty. If you don't like it, then move.
Good idea, Mr. Policeman. I'm better off sitting somewhere else anyway.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Girl, who said anything about being offended? Do I look like someone who could be offended by someone like you? A dirty, rugged, stinking, barefoot girl? No way. You're not even in my league. And you're definitely not from my class. I don't understand why they spend all that money on scholarships for people like you. All they do is spoil this school's great reputation. Fine, go ahead. Take the seat. It's all yours, you witch.
Ignore her. You can sit next to me. I'm Trudy.
Thank you, Trudy.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Papa Mercy.
Okay.
I had to introduce your daughter to her new classmates.
But I don't get this. This school is not our level. We can't afford it. My daughter doesn't belong here. The students are probably making a laughingstock of her right now.
Mr. Msoto, I have been a teacher for the last 20 years.
Okay.
And in my entire career, I have never seen anyone as determined to learn as your daughter. Mm-hmm. Did you know she outran our security guard just to get to my office?
Mercy did what?
Never mind. That's beside the point. What I'm saying is, let's give her the chance to study. But she deserves it. She earned it, for goodness sake.
But
surely you can't want her talent to be wasted in somebody's kitchen.
What about all the things she needs? I mean, the uniforms, the shoes. The Bongo Academy recommended leather shoes.
Don't worry about that. I will personally take care of all this.
Okay.
As I told you, your daughter is hungry for knowledge, and we are here to feed that hunger.
So what you're saying is that I shouldn't worry about the cost?
What I'm saying is, let Mercy attend the school.
Okay.
Support her. You never know what she could become in the future with a good education behind her.
Well, okay. I'll have to think about it.
There's no time for you to think. Mercy is already in class. Either she stays there, or you take her and go home with her right now. The choice is yours. I've said my piece.
All right. Let her stay, at least for now. But if she tells me the others are treating her badly because of her clothes or her background, I will take her out immediately.
But if you don't object, I'll drive Mercy into town later and have her measured for a school uniform.
Oh.
I'll get her some shoes as well.
Really? You don't waste time, do you? So if I come with you, will you buy something for me too?
Huh? I beg your pardon? Are you serious?
That was meant to be a joke, madame.
Excuse me, Mr. Msoto, but I don't entertain jokes like these. Now, if you don't mind, goodbye and thank you for coming.
Okay.
So, here we are. The uniform shop is right here on the corner.
Madam, I'm so grateful. I don't know how I can ever repay you.
You can repay me by focusing on your education. That's all I ask of you, Mercy. You know, you remind me so much of myself. I also had to struggle to get an education.
Really?
Oh, yes. It was a long time ago now, but I do know how you feel. You see, my parents didn't want me to go to school because I was a girl. And they thought I could learn all I needed to know at home from my mother. But my aunt insisted that I should have an education. That's why I promised myself I would never deny any child that right.
No, I didn't know.
Now then, let's go. Let's try on your uniform. Look, this one over here. What do you think?
Wow! Bongo Academy uniforms! This still feels like a dream to me. I'm so looking forward to becoming a Bongo Academy schoolgirl.
And you deserve to be one, Mercy. Go ahead and try on the uniform.
Nikki, you haven't said a word since we left school. Come on, tell your old man how your first day at Bongo went. I'm curious.
What do you want to know?
Well, everything, of course. What do you think of the school? Your classmates? Your teachers? I mean, this is a whole new life experience for you, isn't it?
Well, the principal made me class prefect.
Really? Nikki, that's wonderful. The first day at school and you've already made an impression. My son, I'm so happy for you. I'm sure your mom will be thrilled to hear about this.
I'm sure she will.
Hey, but Nikki, you don't sound very excited. Didn't you want to be a prefect?
No. I mean, yes. It's not about being made class prefect.
Okay. So there's something else. Do you want to make a detour to our favorite fast food joint? We can have a little chat while we are there.
No, we don't need to. It's this boy. His name is Dan.
Uh-huh. Go on. What did he do?
Dad, I prefer not to talk about this anymore. Please, let's just go home, okay?
Nicky's having trouble, but he doesn't feel he can talk to his dad about it. He feels he will only be misunderstood. So how will he deal with it? Dan has sensed the rivalry between him and Nikki too, and decided to vent his anger in a video diary for his friends back home. You can have a look at it at dw.de/LBE or visit us on Facebook to learn more about our program. Until next time, bye-bye.